From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, I'm Amy Jeffries. 50 years ago, on June 25, 1965, a Bogalusa civil rights leader filed a lawsuit against city law enforcement. When police were refusing to protect civil rights activists who were under threat in Bogalusa, another group, the Deacons for Defense, drew a line. If you shoot at us, we will return fire. Mary Lee Williams reports.
Three civil rights workers had recently been killed in Mississippi, and Ronnie Moore and Mike Lesser were driving from Jonesboro to Monroe when three cars surrounded them. As Moore remembers it, there were white men in the cars, and he knew they were in danger. They slammed on the brakes, made a U-turn, and drove headfirst at the two cars trailing them.
But there was silence in the car, and like, we are not going to die out here without taking one carload of crackers with us. That was the attitude. It was really tense. The two carloads split, and we went right between them.
At the time, Moore was working for the Congress of Racial Equality. Corps sent people to Jonesboro, among other places, to help organize voter registration drives, sit-ins, and rallies. Moore and Lesser eventually got to Monroe that night, but they weren't driving alone.
Many little guys that came out with their guns and whatnot and escorted us. That was the beginning of their commitment to protecting the civil rights workers.
The Deacons for Defense, an armed self-defense organization, went against the principles of nonviolence, patrolling neighborhoods, and guarding homes. Martin Luther King refused to visit some communities where the deacons were known to be active. Charlie White, one of the group's founding members, says Corps was reluctant to accept their help.
They wanted help, but they didn't really want to depend on a violent organization. We wasn't violent. We were just doing what we needed to do. When they accepted us, then they really started getting some things done.
The deacons ultimately won over some of the Corps workers because of what law enforcement was doing to them.
Put them in jail, beat them up, those kind of things.
The Deacons for Defense was legally chartered in Jonesboro in 1965, and new chapters began popping up in other communities and states. Bogalusa's chapter was formed that year, and Fletcher Anderson, a Bogalusa native, was part of it.
The Klan was actually hiding behind the police because the police were protecting them.
Sitting in his living room, his wife on the phone in the background, Anderson recalls the night the Bogalusa deacons started coming together. It was after the Klan threatened to bomb the home of a local civil rights leader, Bob Hicks, for housing two white Corps workers in a black neighborhood.
They couldn't tell us who could stay in our homes and who couldn't stay in our home. And we weren't going to tolerate that kind of life.
At Hicks's home that night, armed community members stood guard against Klan violence. Hicks later filed a suit against the police for harassing civil rights protesters that led to an injunction. Legal action by the U.S. Justice Department helped enforce the injunction. And Anderson says it curbed Klan violence in Washington Parish.
And once they had the police gun protect them, then they had to show their own face. And that kind of quieted things down, too.
When the police did their job, the deacons could start backing off. Anderson is now 76. His hands are calloused from years of working, primarily at the Crown Cellar-back paper mill in Bogalusa.
I know the Klan, they burned a cross in my yard, and that was because of the activity that I used to do at work. You know, I was probably the one to be drinking out of there, white fountains and going into the white bathroom, the shower, stuff like that, and I guess that's a target for them.
In Jonesboro, Charlie White gets quiet when he says hopefully those days are gone.
I don't think I can go through them again.
White and Anderson may not be organizing patrols or guarding protesters anymore, but they're still deacons.
It was all about helping people in the beginning to make things better than what they've been. And making life better for those that have been deprived. And that's our job. That's our job. It's going to continue to be our job until we die.
Mary Lee Williams, WRKF News.